July 13th, the Holy Archangel Gabriel. This great Archangel of God is celebrated on March 26th. On this day, however, he is celebrated and honored for his appearances and miracles throughout the entire history of man's salvation. It is believed that this celebration was first established on Mount Athos in the 9th century during the reign of Emperor Basil and Empress Constantina Porphyrogenitus and Patriarch Nicholas Chrysovirges on the occasion of the appearance of the Archangel Gabriel in a cell near Caius, where he wrote on a stone tablet with his finger a hymn to the birth-giver of God, "Worthy it is meet, Dostoño jest axionestin." As a result of this, even today, this cell is called the Cell of Axionestin. In connection with this, other appearances of the Archangel Gabriel are also commemorated. The appearance to Moses while he was tending the flock of Jethro, and at which time he related to this great one called of God how the world was created and all the rest which Moses recorded in his book of creation, Genesis, his appearance to the prophet Daniel, and revealing to him the mystery of future kingdoms, and of the coming of the Savior, his appearance to Saint Anne, and the promise that she will give birth to a daughter, the all-blessed and all-pure Holy Virgin Mary, the very brief appearance to the Holy Virgin while she lived in the temple in Jerusalem, the appearance to Zacharias the high priest, and the tidings concerning the birth of John the Forerunner, and the severe punishment of Zacharias with dumbness because he did not believe his words. Again, the appearance to the Holy Virgin in Nazareth, and informing her of the good news of the conception and the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the appearance to the righteous Joseph, the appearance to the shepherds near Bethlehem, the appearance to the Lord himself in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he strengthened our Lord as a man prior to his passion, the appearance to the myrrh-bearing women, and so forth. Saint Julian, the Bishop of Senomains, Le Mans, France. Some think that this saint is none other than Simon the leper, who was cured by the Lord. The Apostle Peter consecrated him a bishop and sent him to pagan Gaul, where Saint Julian endured great miseries, but succeeded to convert many people to the faith of Christ. When he baptized Prince Defensin, many subjects of this prince turned to the true faith. By the grace of God, he worked great miracles. He healed the sick, cast out demons, and resurrected the dead. He ended his life peacefully and, at the time of his death, appeared to Prince Defensin in the middle of the day while he was at lunch. The Venerable Stephen of Sabas. Stephen was a first cousin to Saint John Damascene. He lived a life of asceticism in the monastery of Saint Sabas the Sanctified, for which he was surnamed Sabas. He was a great imitator of the life of Saint Sabas and a shining star among the monks in Palestine. He reposed in the Lord in the year 794 AD, in his 69th year. The Venerable Female Sarah. As a young maiden, Sarah withdrew to live a life of austere mortification, and for 60 years lived a life of asceticism on the shores of the Nile River, not far from Alexandria. By her example, she attracted many women to the monastic life. She found rest in the Lord in the year 370 AD. Hymn of Praise, Saint Julian.
When Saint Julian passed away, wonderful shepherd of Christ's flock, his spiritual child, Prince Defensin, with the nobleman was at lunch. At lunch in the middle of the day, all at once the prince stared. An apparition unusual he saw. In the middle of the room, Julian stood, in vesture gilded with gold, as a bishop in the temple of God, in an unusual light, with a smile looked at the prince. Beside him, three deacons radiant, with tapers in white hands, that apparition shone and disappeared. Frightened, the prince leapt to his feet. To his nobleman spoke, "Behold, I saw Father Julian, the saint, our baptizer. Could be that he from his soul departed, into the heavenly kingdom moved, and on the road the prince set out, until in the home of Julian he arrived. And as he arrived, so he learned, his soul to God Julian presented.
Reflection. A man adorns simple clothing, and ornate clothing adorns a man. Simple clothing calls attention to the man, but ornate clothing calls attention to itself. The passion for ornate clothing simply drains and withers the soul of man. This is the real reason why the church from time immemorial stood against opulence and dress, and recommended the simple and plain. Among the countless Christian saints, there is no mention of one for whom ornate clothing helped to attain sanctity. Many great and wise kings, not only Christians but also heathens, love simplicity in dress. Thus it is said that the emperor Augustus Octavius, during whose reign the Lord Christ was born, wore only simple clothing, which was woven for him by his wife, sister, or daughter. Of King Charles V, it is said that he wore such simple clothing that even ordinary citizens, his subjects, were better dressed than he. A man once invited the glorious Greek military general, Philopoemenes, to dinner, in whose home he had never previously entered. Philopoemenes arrived at the home of his host a little early. The host had not yet arrived, and the hostess, not knowing Philopoemenes personally, and seeing him attired in simple clothing, thought that he was a servant of Philopoemenes, who was sent in advance to inform her husband of the coming of the military general. Because of this, she ordered him to chop wood. Philopoemenes willingly acceded to her command and began to chop wood. When the host came and saw what this honored guest was doing, he was horrified and asked him, "Who dared to give this type of work to Philopoemenes?" Quietly, the military general answered, "My clothing." Contemplation. To contemplate the great patience of God toward the unbelieving Jewish generation and their deserved punishment. Numbers chapter 14. How God worked a multitude of miracles before the eyes of the Israelites, and how they remained stubborn in their unbelief and murmured against Moses. How God punished them, making them wander for 40 years in the wilderness, and all of them perished except Joshua and Caleb. How even some of us perish in the wilderness of sensuality, and do not enter into the land of spiritual honey and milk in the kingdom of Christ. Homily, about the indispensability of sobriety in battle against the devil. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Orthodox monks have elevated sobriety and vigilance to the status of mortification. The spirit must be sober in order to sense danger, and vigilant in order to recognize from which side the danger is coming, and from whom. My child, be vigilant that you do not tread on a serpent, that you do not fall into a pit, that you do not encounter a wolf, that you do not step out into deep water, that you do not stray from the path and get lost in the forest. Thus a mother counsels her child, fearing for his body. With no less love does the church counsel a man, fearing for his soul. Therefore, children, be sober, be vigilant. Your old adversary, the devil, does not rest nor sleep, but, similar to a hungry lion, stalks and seeks whomsoever he can devour. Be sober, be vigilant. For you are as sheep, and he is as a lion. When sheep sense the foul odor of the wolf, they flee to their shepherd. Therefore, be vigilant, all of you, and sense the foulness of the devil when he approaches you, and flee immediately under the wings and protection of your shepherd, Christ the Lord. And you will sense the odious smell of the devil through your thoughts, through your feelings, through your intentions, and through your passions of the flesh. All that you think, imagine, feel, intend, or desire contrary to Christ and the law of Christ, know that this is the snare of the devil, the stench of the devil. Know this, and flee to your shepherd, directing your entire mind, heart, soul, and body to him. O Lord Jesus, our sober and vigilant shepherd, make us sober and vigilant at every moment, so that our enemy will not surprise us and devour us. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.